hyperventilating. I feel constipated. It's really complicated. Oh, well, you are lying there. So take a little dip into the cancer pouch. Take a little dip into the cancer pouch. Take a little dip into the cancer pouch. Take a little dip into the cancer pouch.
To the 91.3 KXCI Tucson. This is Locals Only. I'm Dr. Dan. We're here live in Studio 2A. I'm here with Flagrante Delicto. How are you all doing?
Pretty good.
Let's introduce everyone. Now, not everyone has a mic, so someone that has a mic, why don't you go around the horn and introduce everyone?
Yeah.
Okay. Or more than one person. But
yeah. All right. Well,
you got to get in front of the mic.
All right. So my name is Ketchup. I play bass in this band. Over here, we got Mike Kiko Thomas. We got Chris Hobnob Halverson. We like to call him some awful names that we're not going to say alive. We got Nate Teufel over here. We got Aaron Wonky Beef on the drums. And we got Dr. Dan here.
That's right. I have a feeling you made up some of those names for tonight. Is that true?
No. This is what keeps us healthy and happy. Yeah. calling each other these terrible names.
I want you to tell me, what is the creative inspiration for your music?
Mike, you want to take this one?
No, not at all.
All right. Well, the creative inspiration. Well,
can we say it on the air?
You might
not be able to. All of our ex-wives were a Navy a cappella group, and we were all very harshly dumped on our way home from the lumber mill. And, you know, just the tears and the sadness that collected just brought us all together. And, you know, it inspired this music because we kind of all went insane. So
That's fantastic. I love that. But I just wanted to first, my condolences, you know, you all being dumped and all that.
Thank you, Dan.
But
it brought us together.
Look, yeah, it brought you all together, and it has created this wonderful music that I love. And, you know, I love all genres, and you're doing something just a little different than most. I don't even think you can put it in a genre.
That genre is called boredom.
Boredom.
No, it's called doom polka. That's what we call that.
How many people do we have here in the band? We have five.
Yes.
And let's describe the instruments that are around here, because I'm sure people are hearing different sounds. Let's say what they are.
Well, we got we have a very cheap bass guitar here, with a couple of distortion pedals. We have the we got Mike on the bone over here. That's the trombone. We have the marimba. I don't know. Halverson over here could probably describe it better.
The marimba?
Yes.
Yeah.
Could you speak up?
Yeah. Can I? This is about as loud as I can talk. so no. But the marimba, for those of you who don't know, You may also call it a vibraphone or a xylophone if you don't know what you're talking about. So I get that a lot.
It's kind of in between.
A
ignorant.
And a vibraphone.
It's like a xylophone made of wood.
Made of wood, right. Yeah. And we have electric guitar.
Electric guitar.
And of course, the drum kit. Yeah, that's right.
And wonky percussion.
That's true. I think we should go back into the music. We'll play a couple songs, 2-3 songs, and we'll talk a little bit more. I'm Dr. Dan here with Flagrante Delicto.
Okay, boys.
Thank you.
some more tunes. What do you want to play next?
What's do we have the other songs?
Yeah, we got more songs.
Yeah.
I think. Couple
really?
More.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're listening to 91.3 KXCI. This is Locals Only, coming to you live from Studio 2A. I'm here with Flagrante Delicto. Delicto. I pronounce that more like in the Spanish way. How do you say it?
The L's are actually pronounced like R's.
Yeah. Okay.
The end of Delicto is like Licto.
Yes.
Licto.
Yes. Licto.
Yes. Licto.
That's what we like to do in our free time.
Nice.
So live from Studio 2A, I love your music. I think it's fantastic.
Thank you, man.
Yeah, and I've heard you live many times. And I'll tell you, every time I hear you, you sound just a little different. What's up with that?
You know that boredom genre we were talking about?
Yeah, yeah. I believe I heard that you opened for De La Soul.
Yes, with our dear friend Sean Harris. That was actually. You know, we had to learn his music.
Yeah.
So, but, you know, he's a, gosh darn it, he's a fine rapper.
Uh-huh.
And, you know.
An outstanding member of the community.
Yes, and I hope that, you know, Tucson, people that go to shows out here will start to take notice more so than they have. I know he's got a big fan base. I'm not trying to discredit that, but more people should check it out because
you'd like to see it bigger.
Yeah, I feel like you know.
Well, who is this again? Say
good
the name.
Hip hop artists don't get enough credit in this town. His name is Sean Harris.
Uh huh. Okay.
Yes.
Sean Harris.
From sunny Arizona.
Yes.
Yeah. There's something I like to talk about, and I don't talk about it much, so we're going to talk about it now, and that is lyrics in songs. And the difference between saying things that people can understand and intellectually understand or put a story together in their head, or saying stuff that is just sounds or vocalizations that may not tie into more of that intellectual or storyline. And I hear you do a lot of vocalizations, but they're all not necessarily words. You want to talk about that? Do you have any
sure.
thoughts about that?
Yeah, I feel like, you know, the first time you hear a song and, you know, you realize that you like the song you're listening to, you're not paying attention necessarily to what the person is saying. You're more hearing the phonetics of the voice, you know. And sometimes when you write lyrics before that step, you have like a vocal harmony or a melody for where you're going to put the lyrics. And then, you know, sometimes you just never actually write those lyrics. You just
sometimes you act like Muppets instead.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So. Yep. So a lot of the lyrics that I have personally written are really, unless you know the criteria, like it sounds like it's about nothing. Like if you were to actually read the lyrics, it's just that I'm a big fan of phonetics.
Well, again, I like all sorts of types of music, but one thing I really like is vocalizations that aren't necessarily words, and that's what I'm hearing with a lot of what you're doing, because I love the human voice and all that it can do. It's an amazing instrument, and yet I don't always want to engage that part of my mind that understands the words.
Right. You
like fancy while grunting or something.
yeah, just grunt.
So when can we go see your band?
I do have a project, but this interview is not about me. But I just want to
okay,
say one thing.
Right, sorry.
And that. but yeah, there's
the questions here.
Way to project, Eric.
But there is one song where I have the lyrics are very very minimal, and. I think it's just, I just say the same thing over and over again, hard worker. I'm a hard worker, and that's it. And that's where you say the same thing so many times that you begin to get numb to it, or you can start to space out again and just listen more to the vocalization rather than trying to understand what the word is.
You definitely, I mean, all of that stuff, like all those old funk bands used to do that too. It's like, you know, you're saying one line over and over again, and it's creating that state of mind for the person, you know. It's like, it'd be a good song to listen to while you were working.
That's true.
I don't know.
That's true. You are listening to Locals Only, and we're live coming to you from Studio 2A on this Monday evening in August, early August. I am Dr. Dan. I'd like to know how many more songs do you have for us tonight? That'll help me with my planning here.
I think we got three.
Three more?
Yeah.
Oh, great. Great.
Yeah, maybe that's it. Yeah. Yeah.
Good.
And then I think that Chris can play Dancer in the Dark.
So we snap.
I'd like to hear that. Well, this is what we're going to do. Let's go into your three songs. And towards the end of that third song, I'll run out. And if we have any time to fill, I have some music ready to go. So there's no pressure, just to take it at your own pace. I just wanted to thank you all for coming in. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. Thanks for having us, Dan. Good times. Yeah. Okay. And thanks for listening, Tucson. I could have a Gatorade.
Yes, you may have a Gatorade. Why do you ask?
Well, because I seem to have left all of my electrolytes in your daughter last night.
Thank you.
So we're going to play one more for you. It's kind of brand new, so give us a break.
Caught red-handed again.
again. Caught red-handed 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 again. Onward into the ashtray. Onward into the ashtray. It's bloody hot up in this time. The ninjas burned it all. Damn. Shoot. This insidious cancer from the weight of the ceiling to the power of Grayskull. Imagine a song where all the words made sense. Now think about why it would make you want to kill yourself. These accusations are appalling to me. I'll be aboard the Galactica if you need something's living under your bed. Sweet dreams can night off with a Zed. Sweet dreams, good night, off with his head. Something's living under your bed. Sweet dreams, good night, off with his head.
Good night,
Tucson. We love you.
We love you, Tucson. Kisses.